Hi, folks. Brian here. I gotta say, if you were ever thinking about joining the Patreon for this show, this is the week to do it because you can watch us build our Which Nintendo Characters Fuck tier list real time. I know. What an opportunity. You don't want to miss it. So go to patreon.com/latentnight to sign up over there and watch us as we build this thing. Also, this Sunday, July 7th, we're doing a call-in show, so stay tuned on our Patreon and our social media for details on that. Okay, this is a really, really fun episode with maybe some controversial choices. I don't know. You get to make your own decisions about whether or not you think we're right. And please, no matter what you do, don't let us know. Enjoy the show.
The audience is always there, Brian, whether you choose to see them or not.
Yeah, it's part of my brand that I'm always performing.
Audience erasure is what that is.
Yeah. Well, I do this show for me.
I mean, I would describe your style of comedy as an audience eraser.
Yeah, well, it's not, I don't know if that's fair. I acknowledge the existence of the audience in that I need someone to bother and displease and antagonize, right? And if nobody is there, if I push over a tree in a forest and an audience isn't there to tell me that's uncool, do I get paid? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. Who's cutting that check?
Because I'm all about, as you know me famously, Layton, I'm all about that bottom line,
mm-hmm.
right? I want to get paid.
Yeah, you only do this show for the oodles and oodles of money it brings in.
I care about two things, getting paid and getting laid.
A night with Brian White.
Yeah.
Which is what this show is. Hi, welcome, audience. Wow. Who may or may not be there to hear the trees falling in the forest
early. Oh, they're gonna hear our dignity falling while we do this show, if we do what we have planned, which we're going to do.
What we have planned,
when we get there, I'll acknowledge it was not our idea, but I thought it was a great idea. I wonder if we can also
great way to abdicate responsibility on that one.
Oh no, that's the content maker's motto. Here, I made something because you requested it.
Oh no!
There we go. Wait. Can I do the thing too? There we go. Okay, great.
Nice.
So if you're watching the video, I made Layton real tiny and put up the woman's corner.
It would be even better. Graphic. I have so many notes, but it would be great if, like, in doing this, it also
pitched my audio up.
That would be very, well, that's something we have to do on this. I don't think we can do that. Oh, and then you went out of focus briefly. Yes,
I did. Yeah.
The world is our oyster with these. Oh, I want to do the countdown so bad. It's right there. But that's a live stream only thing.
There's something about the new setup with StreamYard that's like intimate. It's like I feel boxed in.
I was thinking that too. It feels different than doing it on Zencastr. Yes. And I don't exactly know why.
I mean, we're both more tightly cropped.
Yeah, I guess that's it. That we can just straight up. I don't know. It's weird. It does feel different though.
Yes.
Absolutely.
A paradigm shift, a vibe shift.
Well, maybe. I mean, the part of it might be that the first time we did it on here was as part of a stream, right? So now we're kind of in the, like, we're streaming mode, maybe.
No, I don't feel that way.
Okay.
I was thinking, because I've been watching, the YouTube algorithm has been serving me up a lot of Conan clips. And I'm remembering back to when this show was initially pitched to me, and the whole idea was that, like, I was meant to be your Andy Richter. 4 years in, how are we doing with that?
Well, maybe we've talked about this on the show, but you're better than Andy Richter. You are not a sidekick. You are a co-host. And once once we were talking about the show, I was like, okay, that's much more fun
Sure.
Is to have a co-host and not an Andy, who's like, I mean, pretty omnipresent on the show, but also definitely second to Conan. What I wouldn't want, for fear of being uncool or whatever, is for you to be a subsidiary of Brian Wecht Incorporated.
Right? I mean, I legally, the same financially, I am, right?
No, that's true. Yeah, you signed those papers.
I see, in my mind, I'm picturing in the ideal version of this is we each have our own talk show host desks, like kind of on a diagonal from each other. I've been thinking about this a lot because I was talking to my, you know, my apartment complex has several empty standalone, not empty, unfortunately, several standalone units that I have neighbors who rent them out. And I've tried so hard to get one of these and I've not been able to get one. And there's one that's just a couple of steps up from my place.
That means it doesn't border anything.
They're independent. There's no bathroom, kitchen, whatever. It's just a room. Yeah. You've seen them even if you didn't know what they are. But there's one that's like three steps up, like five steps or something up from my place that is the size, a little bit bigger than the living room of my apartment.
Wow.
And yes.
That would be like, yeah, like twice the space, basically.
It is $300 a month.
What?
Yes.
What a steal.
I know. I love my neighbor.
Are you kidding?
But also I want her to move so I can take it because holy shit, that would literally change my life.
Oh my God. That would be amazing. Are you kidding?
But the thing is,
$300 a month?
I know. The thing is, seeing that, it's like, oh my God, we could have had the late night podcast studio that isn't just a corner in Brian's garage.
Oh, like, that's true.
Done set deck. Like there is enough space in there that we could have a set and then I could have a whole other area for like whatever.
That'd be amazing. It'd be so
great. Yeah, I know. They're renovating the tower that you've maybe seen that I'm going to see if I can get.
Okay, cool.
If I can, we might have like a legit studio.
And that's part of your complex.
Yes. This is a pipe dream, but I've wanted it. It has a spiral staircase in it. Come on.
That's fucking cool. That's fucking cool.
Anyway.
By the way, sorry, I was remiss. I meant to say before, I have a standalone unit in my pants. But now I just wanted to put that out there so that nobody could accuse me of not saying it.
Yeah, that's what people were going to accuse you of, not saying it. But I was just thinking in my envious little fantasies of like, oh, what would the set look like? And in my head, it is dueling podcast hosts, talk show desks.
Yeah, I do like
and
that.
And also in my heart of hearts, they're both motorized and we can ram them into each other.
they're little rascals. Basically, it's mounted on a rascal.
Yeah.
And then we can like squish the guest.
Yeah. And then when the guest tries to leave, we follow them out and it's just motorized desks on the street, drag racing.
In every show, what we should do is we should at some point each like beckon the guest and see who they come to first. You know, Jory, yeah. Come here, Jory. Jory, look.
I've got
a DVD, Jory. I've got a little DVD of Funny Games, Jory.
That's Jory wouldn't be tempted by a DVD of Funny Games, but
what would he be tempted by?
He's not a Henneke boy.
Well, he likes, okay. Well, what would tempt Jory? Twin Peaks?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
But regardless of what you have, there is above it on a pulley system, a big birdcage mousetrap style thing, just waiting for him to sit in the chair. And then you drop it and then he's your guest now.
Yeah. That's great. Yes.
Dueling amenities. Who has the more comfortable guest chair?
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Or maybe like a hammock between the two desks.
Too weird. No one looks good in a hammock.
Too weird?
It's not flattering. Yeah. No. What I mean, not that the idea is too weird, but that the sitting in it is too, you have to sit weird.
Exactly.
To be in it. Yeah. A hammock is not flattering to anyone because
a hammock is a better situation than what we have presently, where if you're at a certain height and you're in the guest chair, it's just full on crotch, which is why the Jeremy Renner modesty pillow exists.
That to be fair, has not existed for a long time. That was when we first filmed with Aaron, episode 65.
How do you know that off the top of your head?
Because I pay attention to our work. And B, we've put up clips from this semi-recently, and I just remember it.
Right.
So that was, episode 65. Nice.
Yeah. I'm just so consumed by my envy of my neighbors who have the additional units for insane prices. I'm so fucking blisteringly jealous.
I it's funny you were talking about this. You're talking about this because I was talking about this today. I was thinking about my avoidance behavior and why everybody is always avoiding me when I'm so cool and amazing. Boom. There we are. Bam. Bam. Tiny high fives. Bam. 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 So you're moving your finger. You're like flapping. I'm not flapping. I'm high fiving you.
I'm doing a combo.
There, okay. That's good. Now look at that. Look at that control. And I was talking about, I don't know why I do it. You would, to look at me from the outside, you would think this is a person that produces things. Phlegm, blood, bile, all the usual stuff, and content. And yet, I feel like I'm constantly putting things off and not doing them. And I was thinking in particular about, I need to have this Trey Magnifique show coming up in New York, bit.ly/TreySGB with the Super Guitar Bros. And I've been needing to film an ad for it for a while, just a little thing for socials. And it is such an onus to do. And part of it is because unlike our podcast where I can just sit down, turn the thing on and go, I have no set filming setup here. Mm-hmm. I can't just sit down, turn on some lights and boom, go. And granted, a set filming setup is quite a luxury, but still I was like, this is how much easier would life be if I had one more room, a well-lit room where I could just go and it wouldn't even need to be just have a, you know, a big camera, with it, just a little stand for the phone, bloop, turn it on, press go, film a thing, leave. And I live in a house. It's not a big house, but it is a house with room, more room, you know, than most people in LA probably have. And yeah, it still feels like impossible to do things.
No, the idea, because I think the reason maybe this is sticking so strongly with me is that when I was discussing with my neighbor, she was like, oh yeah, I think the other one that's further up the stairs is like open, like the new neighbor is not. And so I had a solid hour of thinking that it was open. And then I went up there and saw exercise equipment inside, mm-hmm, and crushed my hopes and dreams. But just even the idea of having another room in my studio apartment, which I'm very lucky that I have a separate, you know, kitchen, whatever. But the idea of having another room is like unfathomable. Yeah, and amazing. As somebody who loves decorating and like, you know, set deck, the possibilities are endless. And with the pipe dream of home ownership in Los Angeles becoming more and more unattainable, just one more room right outside.
I had to enroll in set deck when I took the stand against a mob hit. And they whisked me away to Los Angeles where I changed my name to Brian Wecht. Did that track?
Do you understand? No, it didn't. What are you talking about?
I was trying to make a joke on WITSEC, not set deck, witness protection.
I have never heard it called.
Really?
That.
I think it's isn't that witness security? WITSEC? Really? I'm shocked you don't know this, or I'm completely wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong.
Hold on.
All caps, WITSEC. It's like a federal program.
I have never seen it referred to that way.
Yep. Well, maybe has heard about it. That was her Brian's right again bark, which I'm quite frankly used to.
That's true. Point. It would be really funny if you clipped one of her barks out of the many episodes in which she does that and then put it on your soundboard to torture me with.
Soundboard? I don't.
That one's free.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a book called WITSEC. Inside the Federal Witness Protection Program. I want to read that. That looks dope.
It makes me want to pitch a show called WITSEC, which is a bunch of people in witness protection fucking.
I'm surprised that there hasn't been like a witness protection show.
A reality show? I think there are obvious reasons why you wouldn't want those people on camera.
I meant a fictional show, but wouldn't that reality show be so great, though?
Where you just follow a bunch of people in witness protection around with a camera, and it never airs unless they die.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then they're not compromised.
And then there's like a tontine amongst all of the people on the show. And then, you know, they're just trying to edge them out so they can be the ones who do this hit show.
Edging.
What I meant was a fictional drama about witness protection people.
Should we move on to the body of the episode? Because we have an idea.
Oh, the hot, hot body of the episode.
To be fair, Rich, the beloved Rich, who edits our video and for the full episode as well as our socials, had a great idea, I thought, for this episode. We had an idea for this show. Layton, do you want to say what your original idea was for this show?
Okay, so on the calendar for like a month was just horny bracket. And the idea for this was going to be that Brian and I would both pick the horniest songs of all time. And then we would go through a bracket and decide what is the...
Sorry. No, really get in the camera, maybe. Yeah, this is...
What is the horniest song of all time? And then time came to record this, and that seemed like too much work slash would be difficult to edit, and
well, we'd
have
to like listen to
us having to listen
exactly.
to the songs, and so that didn't really pan out. But we still needed to do a gimmicky episode, and so we were kind of scrambling to figure out what the gimmick for today was going to be.
And so we threw it out to some friends and confidants, and
say that again,
Rich, confidants. and Rich suggested. Which, basically, not to put too fine a point on it, which Nintendo Land characters fuck? And I was immediately taken with this idea, because this is something I have absolutely thought and tweeted about.
And have had extensive creative involvement in opining upon.
Well, and indeed, like a significant portion of my career has been spent describing which Nintendo characters fuck, how they fuck, with whom they fuck, and various things revolving around this idea of video game characters fucking. So I was very excited to talk about it in a more formal context.
Okay. Despite being kind of not all in on this idea, I did think of a name for this segment.
Okay.
Super Who Smashes Bros.
Great. It's perfect. Okay. Layton, as you know, as the person who was reluctant to do this idea, I think you can go first with pick a character, and then we can put them on their appropriate tier. Now, what are we actually, sorry, before you go first, the tiers are what? How What's your gut here?
That's what I was going to go for first, is that we do need to define the parameters of this experiment. I think there's at least one tier that is all caps fucks.
That's the S tier.
I think that's A tier. I think S tier is something special.
Oh.
So you can edit the A tier by clicking on it, and you can type.
Oh, you can?
You can, yeah. Look.
Okay, so this is fucks. Okay,
yes.
Great.
I think one of the lower tiers is does not, has never, and never will fuck.
Okay. Does not, has not, and will never fuck.
Amazing.
Great.
I think there's a difference between that and like incel tier.
I don't think we have an incel tier here, right? Can we add? I don't think we need that. I think that's... Well, let's populate the other tiers, then we'll see if we need it.
Okay.
Okay. Is there a fucks and sucks?
I think fucks is inclusive of sucks.
Okay, just making sure. We're defining parameters here. Great.
You could do fucks and then parentheses and sucks.
No, I think it's better
This
way. I didn't roll that out. What's right below fucks?
I think, how about we get into who falls into fucks?
Well, but we might have to repopulate once we know what the S tier is. Let's at least define
the S tier
here. I guess.
I think there are going to be certain special use cases here.
All right. I'm just going to go for the immediately obvious. Waluigi fucks. Everybody knows it.
Yes, I agree.
Right? Waluigi, of all the characters, has the biggest, like, kind of energy of all of them, right?
Yeah, you're correct. I think that's kind of hard to argue.
Yeah. Now, I would say by the same token. Now, okay, let's talk about Waluigi for a moment here.
Talk about him sexually for a moment?
Yeah. What is it about Waluigi that radiates fuck energy? Because this guy's got it.
He's got a bit of a Pete Davidson thing going on.
Oh, wow. Okay, sure.
What was it that I watched a really cringe?
I can see it.
Oh, yeah. In the new season of The Boys, there's a reference to somebody having Pete Davidson energy. And
Oh, my God.
What the fuck are we doing?
No, thank you. Yeah, that is a what the fuck are we doing if I've ever heard one.
I say this like I'm not anxiously awaiting the next episode of the show. It's not a good season, but I am enjoying it.
Look at that nose is what I would say.
Mm-hmm. And the chin.
The guy's got, what's the word I'm looking for? He's got appendages.
Protuberances.
Yeah, indeed. He's got some stuff on his face that could be used for various purposes. So I think just looking at the guy, also, you know, he's a bad boy, right? Like he's going to, so to speak, get down in there. And I think, which is not necessarily a bad boy. Those are different things, but he's going to go for it in a really committed way.
Yes, I agree with you.
You're going to spend the night with Waluigi and you're going to be very grateful you did.
Yeah, I think so. I think, yes, he's not, you're not, you're not taking Waluigi home to meet your parents. That's definitely true.
No, he's not. This is not a fuck, marry, kill list because you're not going to marry that guy.
And I'm not saying it is. But I think in contrast, there's a certain level of tier where it's like fucks, but actually, you know what? No, here's what it is. Here's the difference. Fucks versus all caps makes love.
Okay, great. Is that below fucks?
I think makes love is below fucks.
Yeah, makes love. Oh, makes loves? No, makes love. Great. Love it.
And my immediate thought is Luigi makes love.
I would agree with that, sure.
He's right there.
There he is. Okay, great. Yep.
Awesome.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's too nice, right?
And I think this is not a dig on his sexual skill or prowess. It's just think he cares. He's, guy living in the shadow of a brother who's more popular. That's, you gotta make up for it somehow. And I think there's skill involved and care.
He's also, Luigi, too goofy to fuck, right?
You saying goofy his people vibe, can't fuck?
No, I'm not. I'm saying in Luigi's particular case, I mean, nobody fucks harder than the goof man himself, Goofy. That guy, Goofy, fucks.
Yeah, have you seen his
Everybody
feet?
Everybody knows this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fuck this tier list. We're doing Disney characters now.
Yeah. But Luigi has this like kind of goofball vibe that I think is a little too tender. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. He's great in the sack, but he doesn't fuck.
Yes, true.
Right. I think we can agree with this. Okay, great. Why don't you go next? Because I kind of started us off here.
Sure are a lot of baby/child characters on this list.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that too. We're not touching any of the babies. That is a separate
it's
thing.
It's official
we're not,
stance those, of late night. We are not touching
Yeah, we are
the
not
babies.
Ranking baby Mario, baby Luigi. They are disqualified from this list on account of being
children. What's the deal with Rose Gold, Gold Member Peach? What's going on?
This one
there?
Over
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
I forget what the deal with her is.
Oh, there is a solid steel Mario as well. Who's this Carmen Sandiego motherfucker?
Oh, that is Pauline, I believe, who was in the original person captured by Donkey Kong. Correct me if I'm wrong about this, but also shows up in Super Mario Odyssey as the mayor, I think, of New Donk City.
Okay, great.
Now, you might want to double check my
I'm not
facts
going
on
to
that.
Because I don't care.
I think it's right, but would you want to place her somewhere?
I don't know enough about her to make a judgment at this moment in time.
Well, I do. Pauline Fox.
Okay, great.
She's in charge of a major city, and you can't get to that kind of position unless you're willing to get down and dirty, right? To really play hardball. She is a high-powered career woman. She knows what she likes, and she's not afraid to ask for it, and therefore, she fucks.
Brian, I fear that everyone might fuck. Except
if that's
the
what happens.
Babies.
If that's what happens, I don't think that's true, actually. I really don't think that's
Name
true.
Name one who doesn't fuck, who isn't a baby.
Well, let's see. Yoshi does not, has not, and will never fuck. What do you think? Agree or I can be talked out of this, by the way.
Considering his whole, like, abilities. Yeah. I guess I'm thinking the same thing about King Boo, etc. Like, it's not, I think, dispositionally.
Look at his face, though. Look at Yoshi's face. That is not the face of a being who fucks.
I think that's more of a point towards one who fucks.
Oh, he's like a surprise fucker.
Yes.
I see.
You know, okay, well, should we just last week, I was trying to explain some things about this podcast to my therapist, and he was shocked and surprised when I mentioned that it gets very blue. And then I was like, oh, yeah, we make jokes about cum all the time. We have merch that says cum on it. And he's like, oh, I didn't realize how sexual it was. And I was like, wait, no. It's not like that. It's different. It's like in a goofy arch kind of way. And here we are. Here we fucking are.
Here we are. But I think we're doing this is important work.
It's true.
I'm okay. Do you want to keep Yoshi in this tier?
I think Yoshi fucks.
Okay. Convince me. Change my mind.
I'm imagining the Yoshi does not fuck change my mind meme.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only argument that I have is tongue, and also I think it's the looks who would surprise you that's an important quality. We can go back to the early days of the show with movement,
is that a
hot,
separate
et
tier?
Cetera.
Is that a separate tier of like fucks, parentheses, surprise?
Yeah, only because like it made me laugh. Great. Okay. Yoshi can go in the fuck surprise tier.
I don't know what's happening with... Well, whatever. That's great. Okay. Yeah. I think that's true.
Okay.
Cool. We still need to define this S tier.
This is true.
Maybe we don't have it. I don't know. Maybe fucks is the highest. But you had an instinct that there was a tier higher than fucks here.
I do, because it's funny that you immediately beeline to Waluigi and not Wario. Here's the reason why.
Well, it was a tough choice. Yeah.
Here's the reason I think that there's a tier above fucks. Wario has the same fuck energy as Waluigi, but if you want to come, you have to play a minigame. Like, convoluted series of minigames to nut.
I like that.
And I like the jigsaw nature of Wario, the saw trap. That's part of it. It's part of it.
Let's move him up here. I totally agree with that. So, how about makes you work for it?
This graphic is pretty great, honestly.
Yeah. Look at his stupid You know, it didn't occur to me until you said it, but now that's really got me. Yeah, look at his little face there. Oh yeah, yeah, he makes you work for it. All right. I like that a lot. Yeah.
You have to play a series of games, including blowing into your Nintendo DS microphone for it to make it happen.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's totally right. He definitely fucks, but he has conditions, right?
Terms and conditions may apply.
He's got another thing I would say about Wario is he's got a room for it.
Yes, yeah. If, right. if we had a list of like what characters on this list have sex dungeons, Wario top. And I think difference would be that Bowser also does, and no one has ever or will ever have sex in it.
I think that's very true. Okay, where are we with Bowser? So we're gonna wait. Is that the same?
No. It is not the same as Make Super
Okay.
The implicit.
Jesus Christ. Wait, I'm gonna need you to calm down, Layton. I'm gonna need you to back off for just a second here. I realize this is important, but please just restrain yourself. Much like Wario would restrain you while fucking.
Yeah, you got to make sure that Wii remote is strapped on tight.
Well, you should see his Joy-Con.
All right. No, but I think the implicit thing in the makes you work for it tier with Wario being ahead of Waluigi in the fucks tier is that, you know, the implication is that in working for it, you're getting a better experience. It's like you just need to be present and there for it. Bowser's sex dungeon, nobody's going in there except for his right claw.
So is he in the bottom tier, Bowser?
Does not, has not, and will never fuck. Because I think it would be really easy to be like, yeah, Bowser fucks, but. I don't think so.
I think here's the thing I think about Bowser. Bowser says he fucks, but doesn't. Right? Bowser's the guy who's like, what a weekend. You know, I fuck so much.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to the castle and I just fucked all night. But he was just home alone. Right?
Yes.
So I think I agree. Bowser talks a big game, but he can't get anything done. Famously in the games, he can't get anything done. I think Bowser is in the bottom tier, does not, has not, and will never fuck.
Now, who is, you know, I think maybe that's a surprise choice for that tier. Who is like really obviously in that tier? Who is not Bowser?
The bottom tier? I think the piranha plant here. Right? It's a plant?
I was going to say Shy Guy.
See, Shy Guy, actually, I was thinking about Shy Guy.
Of course,
once you get that mask off, it's like no holes barred. I think everything is happening with Shy Guy.
I have another thought that potentially, you know, there's like a mask kink thing happening there. Like his whole deal is that he'll jerk off in the corner.
Welcome to my world.
That he'll jerk off in the corner. Like, that's his thing. He just wants to watch.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Yes, I think that's true. So is that bottom tier then?
I think that's a new... I know you can add additional tiers on this. How do you do it?
Let's see.
Okay, if you hit a gear, you can do add row below or above.
Delete row, add row below. Okay, let's try that. That's not working.
You added a ton of them.
Oh, I added a ton of... Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I clicked it so much. Okay, delete row. All right. It should have fucking told me. Delete row. Okay, here we go. Wow. There were things...
I love saying it's not doing anything.
Could you see it adding the rows?
Yes, I could.
Okay. So we have this. And the new tier... Well, actually, let's pick a color for this. Maybe this one. Yeah, there we go. Okay. What is this tier? This is jerks off in corner.
Just wants to watch.
Oh, likes to watch.
Likes to watch with the implication of jerking off in the corner. And that is absolutely right. Shy Guy.
Great. I like that.
For some reason, I also feel like Goombas are in that pile.
100%. Couldn't agree with you more.
Wait, can you change the order where the Goomba comes first so he's like side-eyeing the Shy Guy?
Can I do that?
You can. Yeah. You can. That's how these work.
Oh, yeah. Great. Very nice.
Okay. Excellent. We're getting good work done here today.
I told you this was, we got to do, Dry Bones has to be in the does not, has not, and will never fuck. And he's Dry Bones. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And I, there's, you know, I think there's a difference between, you know, I don't want to add an incel tier, but there's a difference between does not, has not, and will never fuck in terms of like, they literally just do not care versus Bowser,
sure,
who desperately wants to fuck. And I think that is a core difference between the two.
I think for the purpose, I do agree with you. I think for the purposes of this show, we're going to put them in the same tier.
Okay.
Because I don't know if this screen can support another tier in a pleasing way.
That's true.
So I think regardless of motive, we're going to keep the does not fuck tier.
Regardless of
and
motive.
Does not fuck.
Okay,
now,
great.
We have some obvious people we need to address here.
Yeah,
and of course,
yeah.
I'm talking about Mario, Peach, the usual. Mario.
I
want to put him in Makes Love.
My gut. That's maybe the closest that we have, but I feel like we need a like sexually neutral tier. I think there's like a certain amount of skill implied from fucks and up. Fucks surprise and up. Because I don't think Mario would make love the same way Luigi does. You know, I see him at a skill deficit.
I agree with that, but he is. I think Makes Love is less about the skill and more about the attitude with which he comes to the table, so to speak.
Right.
Right. So I think he's coming in not to like, you know, fucking take you to Pound Town.
Right.
Or Question Block Town or whatever. He's coming in to... Thank you. He's coming in to tenderly have sex with you.
Okay.
Right? So I think that's why Mario is in the Makes Love tier.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I guess
is that right?
Considering the other, it's because I think if I had my druthers slash if I were the one driving this screen, there'd probably be 20 tiers by now because I just think the gradations are so stark. But at least they're being made known verbally on this podcast, yeah, which is an audio medium, which hopefully is translating to audio listeners.
That's right. I think there is obviously another thing we could do here, which is describe in depth the attitude and ability of each character, but that is a separate thing.
Right.
Than
and
what
that's
we are
for
attempting
paid
to do
members
here.
Only on our Patreon.
Yeah. That's right. So I think are we okay with these being the six tiers, and we can add another if we really need to. But with these being the six tiers, I think this is as close as we're going to get to where Mario
I think
belongs.
If anything, if we're going to lose a tier, it would probably be fucks surprise. Because I think for monster fuckers, it's not that much of a surprise that Yoshi fucks. I think that's only a surprise to you.
Okay, so should we move Yoshi to the fucks tier?
Yeah, I think so.
And then delete this surprise? Okay.
Yeah, and then we leave it open.
We leave... That's no longer fucks surprise. That's just something else?
Yes, it's something else.
Okay. Well, then do you want to make that the Mario tier? And has makes love, but is bad at it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty objectively funny.
Great.
Would that make Luigi's tier make sweet love?
Yes, you know what? I think that's great. There we are. Great.
Should it be a parenthetical for the Mario tier? He looks so gormless right next to it.
I'm going to... let's see, is that going to, no, I don't want to add that parentheses.
Okay.
Because it will make the spacing weird. King Boo fucks, right?
No,
actually he's with Wario, I think.
New meaning to ghosting?
Yeah. You up? ? Nothing.
As much as I want Wario to stand alone, but
he only texts back when you're not looking at your phone.
Yeah, it makes you work for it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, he's got some, I mean, look at those little fangs and that tongue. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Because King, the whole thing about booze, just to go on a thing here, right, is they shut down when you're looking at them, right? Mm-hmm. So there's some weird psychosexual game.
Yes.
That King Boo is playing, where if you're like, you know, if you're coming at him and you're like, hey, you know, you want to, you ready to do this? He's like, oh, I'm not into it. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then when you aren't interested, he like comes after you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's playing this like, you know, what's the word for that? Only wants what he can't have kind of game.
Sure. It's like a game of sexual peekaboo. Total lack of object permanence.
Yes, that's right. Sexual peekaboo. I really like that. Okay, great.
Awesome.
I think that's solid. Now we got a Kong down here. We got Donkey Kong.
I think we don't have this tier, and I'm not suggesting we add it, but my first thought is fucks, but is bad at it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I agree, but I think because I don't want to add another tier, we're going to put him in the fucks tier, right?
Okay, all right.
I think that's objectively true, and nobody could disagree with that.
Okay, Birdo absolutely fucks, no question.
Remind me, Birdo is...
The one with the giant hole for a face. Yeah.
Fucks or makes you work for it, yeah.
That's the character's name, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It just took me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, fucks. Okay, great. I think that's true.
There's a level of granularity here. I mean, that's the reason why it's a tier list and a tier list maker and why you can drag them around. So I think there is a ranking within the fucks tier, but I agree that it's Waluigi first. Waluigi, in his own mind, does not come first. Never comes first. But
yeah,
because of that, on this ranking, yes.
Peach, as a woman, like...
What's your
feeling on Peach?
I think Peach makes sweet love.
I was gonna say exactly that. Exactly that.
Yep. Well,
this is feeling good.
You do famously have a song. I'd like to throw to you in regards to Toad.
Toad. Now this is actually okay. My gut is Toad fucks, but because he's constantly like going off and hiding in stupid, insane places that are hard to find, we're going to move Toad to the makes you work for it tier. Because he fucks, but you got to find him.
But then you've got to deal with, like, the noises he would make.
Oh, well, trust me, it's worth it.
Okay.
Like, those noises are, they enhance the experience, right?
Right.
Toad, shall we say, expresses pleasure easily. And
yeah.
I think that's part of what makes him fuck.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So I feel like that's good. Who else do we have in the makes love but is bad at it tier? Because I see one candidate and I'm curious if we're thinking of the same.
I'm thinking
same
maybe
person.
Daisy. Actually, no, it's Rosalina.
Yes, that is not who I was thinking, but you are 100% correct.
Yeah, yes. She's coasting on hotness.
Coasting, very hot, definitely hot.
Yeah,
she's got the fucking Lumas that she's got to take care of, so her mind is elsewhere.
Right.
Right. So, makes love. She's not a great partner because she's not present.
Yes.
Right. She's not here now. She's off in the fucking center of the galaxy or whatever.
Yeah. And who can blame her?
No. Look, no, there's nothing, there's no shade here. It's like, because she's got a job. She's got to do it. It's fine. And look, she shows up physically. That's more than many people do. But yeah, not good at it. Not a good time.
Do you think that Magic Koopa would go in the makes you work for it tier?
Remind me which one's Magic
Koopa.
Little
wizard hat.
That's Kamek.
Is it?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Now, is that the same thing?
I Googled it, so I can't judge you. But when you Google Mario Koopa wizard hat, that's what comes up.
Okay, great. Now Google Kamek, K-A-M-E-K, Kamek Nintendo.
Referred to Kameks in Japanese, certain English localizations, and also referred to as Koopa Wizards in the Super Mario World television series.
Okay, I mean, you know, Magic Koopa, fine. I'll accept Magic Koopa.
Okay, Kamek, a lead Magic Koopa, appears primarily in the Yoshi's Island series.
Okay. But I do agree, he's in the makes you work for it.
Yeah.
Tier.
Dangling again, it always slightly out of reach and shooting shapes at you.
Yeah, that's right. But a great time in the end, just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, just annoying to
do. And if you're able to knock him out of the cloud, you do get to sleep over because that cloud's yours now.
Wait,
baby.
Are you confusing him with Lakitu?
Probably.
Yes, I think you are. He's not fishing.
Fuck!
Lakitu, or Lakitu, however you say his name. You're thinking of Lakitu.
You're so right. And I have
now,
to
do I see...
die of embarrassment now because the most embarrassing part of us ranking which Nintendo characters have sex is the fact that I don't remember all of their names.
Well, neither do I entirely. Look, we're doing really great work here. We have a few more. Bowser Jr., disqualified.
Disqualified,
right?
Yes.
Child. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diddy Kong, also child?
Enough of a child that I don't want to put him on the list.
Great.
Now we have your garden variety Koopa Troopa.
Likes to watch.
Likes to watch, 100%. That is absolutely right.
Wow, it looks like he and the Shy Guy are holding hands.
Oh, that's so sweet.
All three of them are jerking off in the corner, yeah.
Is this a Hammer Brother next? Is that who that is?
It is, I think.
Here. Hammer Brother. Okay. Assuming that, can you double check that?
Yeah, I have a great track record on confirming which characters are which on this episode thus far. I mean, it is.
Let's call that a Hammer Brother.
Yeah, I think it is. I think you're overthinking it.
Hammer Brother, I feel... Now, okay, his whole job is to pound shit, right?
Yeah.
Yet, I don't feel like this guy has fuck energy.
No.
So where are we with him? I think.
Does not, has not?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Lakitu. Is this guy with the glasses here?
Aha. Okay. I mean, this feels pretty definitionally like likes to watch. He's up on his cloud. He can witness from above.
100%.
He's got the bird's eye view. If we're going with the creepy old man thing, then there we go.
Yep. I like this a lot. Yep. I couldn't agree more. Just flying around watching Waluigi, etc. Fuck.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. Great. Now let's take a moment and pause and look at this list. Do we have anyone we want to move? I think this looks really good.
Yes. I liked it better when Wario stood alone in the makes you work for it, but I think the rationale for the rest of them works just as well.
Yep, I agree. Okay, so we've got some piranha plants here. We've got your garden variety piranha plant, and then like the king piranha plant. King piranha, I forget the name of that character. The lips alone on these guys scream fuck to me.
It's
lips and fangs. These are, you know.
Sure.
They're into some dark shit.
I don't know where they fit here.
I think. I would put...
We also don't have... Wait, is there a whole other row under this?
No, that's what we got.
Okay. We also don't have There's to like use a... everybody because I don't know the granularity of all of the little fucking
That's fine.
Guys.
We can also make shit up because it's our goddamn show.
So true.
We're also missing a bunch of Kong characters here. I mean, Funky Kong? Fucks. Funky Kong, 1,000,000% fucks and is nowhere to be found.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a pretty limited list. I agree that Funky Kong fucks, though.
Cranky Kong makes you work for it, I would say.
I think so, yeah.
All right, we can add these later. So we're going to say Funky Kong. Hey, Brian, what are those notes? Don't worry about it, honey. Fox.
You can add additional images to your tier list.
You can?
Yeah.
How?
At the bottom, if you scroll past save or download down to choose files.
Oh, this is a good picture of Funky Kong.
Okay. We've been doing this for a fucking hour.
Oh, here, I told you this there was you go. A whole, okay.
There he is.
Look Bucks. At that guy. Fuck. There we go.
I put him Boom. In front of this Carmen Sandiego lady.
Pauline.
She goes great. At the bottom tier of fucks. And I think Birdo.
Really?
Yeah.
But she's wearing such a hot dress.
Yeah, I know. But the fact that I can't remember her name. Actually, I can't remember anybody's name, so never mind. But Birdo needs to be further up in fucks.
How about here?
Yes.
And this feels good to me.
Yeah.
I'm moving Toad to the back here.
Yeah, I don't know about Toad and the makes you work for it.
You know what? I kind of had that twinge too.
I think he what makes think sweet about? Love. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great.
All right.
Into it.
Excellent.
And who else do we want? We wanted Cranky Kong.
Yes.
Give me a sec here. Okay. No, you're going to be... I think you're going to be pretty happy with this.
All right.
Yeah, see?
Nice.
See,
okay.
That's a better one. And you don't like him and makes you work for it.
I think he's just in fucks.
Okay, where though?
Low tier fucks.
Here. Yeah, after Donkey.
Yeah.
Great.
Actually, okay, no, he's ahead of his son.
Yeah, he taught Donkey Kong. Right. There we go.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. That's the reaction I've been looking for. okay. Well, let's put these piranha plants on. Regular piranha plant. I feel like makes love, but is bad at it. No, it doesn't make love. Well, I don't know. That was pretty funny, though. What do you think?
That is pretty funny. Yeah. I think inherently they're bad at it. And I think we don't even go for the king one. We don't have those sorts of gradations on the rest of the, you know, we don't have every variation of every character here.
Okay. That's fine.
Daisy is the real conundrum. Yes.
I think. Now, tell me about, I forget, what's Daisy's deal?
I don't know. Exists to be there for, to be Luigi's Princess Peach.
Doesn't have much of a personality. I think
she fucks.
Okay.
Pure vibes on my end. I think she fucks.
Oh, she's winking. Yeah. Okay. I like that. Let's put her here in front of Yoshi.
Yeah.
Right. Now we've got these solid hard body Mario and Peaches here.
Which I don't care about. I think our last real one is Toadette? Question mark.
We indeed have to put Toadette.
Likes to watch.
Yeah, I guess. She's got a fuckier vibe to me, I gotta say.
I know, but I think it's almost because of the fuckier vibe that she just likes to watch.
Yeah. Okay, this is good. Now, who the fuck are these other people over here? A bunch of like...
I don't know, and I don't care. What in your heart of hearts were gonna end up in this mix that we don't have already?
Just give me a hot second here, because I know exactly who... who I want to include.
Are we including Zelda characters?
We certainly should.
Okay, great. Because I know exactly where I want to put Link.
Okay. What about Kirby? Now, we know where Kirby goes.
Yeah.
Almost to the top of the fucks list, right?
Yeah. A Lovecraftian level right? of fucking, yeah.
And yeah, a level of fucking so hard to comprehend by humans that you would go insane.
That transcends time and space.
Yeah, that's right.
Sucking and fucking indeed. To the ends of the universe, to the heat death of the universe, to the ends of time.
Yeah, then beyond, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Non-Euclidean sucking and fucking.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, if you're in the universe, of course, non-Euclidean just means warp. Anyway, I'm not going to get into
it. No. Actually, please define it, because I knew you were the wrong person to use that in front of.
Typically speaking...
Wait, can you put me in the woman's corner first?
Yeah, hold on.
Thank you.
Non-Euclidean typically means that it's a curved space. That's basically all it means. So, unless you're on a flat plane, it's non-Euclidean. That's it.
Okay. Can you name some examples of non-Euclidean things or places?
A sphere.
Okay.
Sometimes people say if parallel lines can intersect, then it's non-Euclidean. So on a sphere, let's say you're on the, this is very rough, you're on the like equator and you just go like north,
one parallel, up or one down, and then it's
they're gonna hit at the top, right?
Gotcha.
It's a curved space.
So if I wanted to be more accurate in my bit about Kirby's space and time bending sucking and fucking skills, what could I have gone for instead of saying non-Euclidean?
I mean, non-Euclidean does mean that time and space are bending around him. He fucks so hard. I think non-Euclidean actually works because he fucks so hard that it bends space around.
Okay.
Him.
All right. Great.
So I like that actually. Okay. Link and Zelda.
And I learned something
right?
new. Yeah.
We've got Link and Zelda here. Let me find Link.
I'm curious.
It went to linktree.link.
I'm curious if your instinct to put Link in a certain category is the same as mine.
Okay, let's see. Give me a second here.
I think we maybe do a 3-2-1 and say the category at the same time.
All right, so we're going to say 3-2-1 and then do the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
3-2-1.
Makes love, but is bad.
Yep, that's it.
Indeed.
We got it. Yeah.
Great.
Perfect. Okay.
I feel like no explanation needed. It's very much, you know, earnest but lacking.
Okay, Zelda.
Mm-mm.
Where's Zelda? I think makes you work for it.
Elaborate. I think to make it into the makes you work for it tier, you have to elaborate.
So Zelda is constantly sending Link off on quests. She is making him like do stuff for her all the time, right?
Sure.
I think she's got priorities. She's ruling a kingdom. She's in charge of Hyrule. She just has other stuff going on. She's not opposed to fucking. In fact, she quite enjoys it, but she's going to make you jump through some hoops before you get there.
I mean, couldn't the same be said of Peach, though? Which I don't Peach think is, automatically qualifies her for that tier.
No, that is true. But Peach has a less fucky vibe than Zelda, I think, personally.
That's true. I almost want to put Zelda in does not, oh, has not,
I,
never
hold on,
will
I left
fuck.
The woman's corner graphic up. Whoops.
I don't know why, like, spiritually I want to put Zelda in does not, has not, and will never fuck.
You know what? I mean, if yeah, I could be, now you defend your case. Tell me.
I don't know. You look at her roles in the games. You really think she's fucking? I think she's like asexual icon and chill with it.
You know what? Okay, sure. I can be convinced by that. As a woman, I trust her instinct more on Zelda than my own. And I think that's solid. I think that's a solid guess there.
Thanks.
So yes, we'll keep her there.
Okay, great.
Hold on. I got another one to add here. Let's see.
What, are you going to put in Mr. Game & Watch?
Who the hell is that?
I'm looking at a list of Smash characters. He's a little guy.
I don't know him. I've got a different one that I was going to put in here. I'm going to put in, and this is kind of an obvious one, I think. There's Ganon.
Fucks.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Boom.
Unquestionable. Fucks.
Unquestionably fucks.
Like harder. Like he might be second to Waluigi. Like the force
okay,
of
I'm into it.
The Ganon yep. fucking is enough to knock Kirby, who has time and space manipulating abilities, back.
Yep. I agree. What about now, this is a good... You may not know who this is, or you may. This is a very good one that I feel we have to do. Groose.
Who?
From Skyward Sword, he's like Link's bully.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I know nothing. I can't back it up, but go for it.
No, that's right. And Gruus, sure. Now, look, we could go endlessly into this. Are there any other Smash Brothers characters, as you were saying, who we should put?
I mean, there's...
put in this.
Samus, who I think just fucks.
Yep, good. Samus.
Both Zero Suit and regular.
I'll just put
but
one
you can
in.
Just put regular.
Okay, I feel good about this list. Is there anyone else that we're missing that we need to include?
I think we've covered the bases pretty well.
Let me just look up the Smash Brothers characters. Oh, Dark Samus.
Still fucks. Nothing's changed.
I'm not putting Pikachu on this fucking list. Pikachu's not a Nintendo character. Little Mac. I'm not putting fucking Little Mac on this. No, I think this is a good... Oh, what about Isabelle? Do we want to include Isabelle? King Dedede. No, we're going too far down a rabbit hole here. I think we're good where we are.
I think your Skyward Sword bully is a bit of a reach in terms of...
Should I take him off?
Yeah.
Fine. Okay, fine. You're right. I feel like you're right. If we open the door to Gruus, we could.
The floodgates would be open.
Yeah. If you're a real Gruus head like myself, you'd want to see him on there, but whatever. Okay, so we have our final list. Layden, do you want to just run down this list here and, I don't know, offer any final thoughts, read off our for the listeners who aren't watching, just read off who we've got in each tier and any errant thoughts you might have.
I think you should.
Okay. In improv, there's this thing called yes and what we just saw was the opposite of that.
I'm playing to your strengths, Brian. It is more so your strength to read stuff out and make it sound good.
Great. Okay. I think you're great at it, but fine.
Thanks.
Top down or bottom up? What do you think?
That's what everyone on this list is asking.
Oh, shit.
Dealer's choice.
I think I'm going to do top down.
Right. Okay.
So in the top tier, and I want to say this is not necessarily a ranking, but it is just different tiers, right? In the top tier, the makes you work for it tier. Now, this is a tier where the people in this tier definitely fuck, but they kind of make you jump through some hoops first, right? You're going to have a great
time.
There's
a high level of skill expression in the ways they expect you to engage with them and how they engage.
Yes, that's right. But it's a little bit uncool, right? It's just they're asking a little much from you. More than you want to give. In the end, you're not going to be sad. Not sad. You're not going to be disappointed that you did it, like worked for it, not fucked. But you wish there was maybe like a little bit less of that. And in this tier, we have Wario, who has the biggest fuck energy of almost anybody on this list, but also is kind of a jerk. So we've got Wario, we've got King Boo, and we've got Kamek. All great choices. The next tier is the fucks tier. And these are the characters who just fuck. What else can you say? They fuck. I think I would say here probably most of these characters fuck well. We're not really getting into that. But I think fucks real good is the implied quality of the fucking here. And in rough order, I don't think we really got too granular with this. But we've got... At the top, of course, our boy, Waluigi, who was the first one we ranked and just screams, I fuck, in every possible regard. I mean, this guy, nobody fucks as frequently, as well, or as often as Waluigi. Waluigi fucks. Behind him, we've got, there is a particular order here. We've got Ganon, Kirby, Funky Kong, who you might as well call Fucky Kong for the vibe he's giving off in this particular picture.
Very true.
I mean, like, look at Funky Kong here. He's just down for it. Samus Aran, Birdo, Daisy, Yoshi, Cranky Kong, Donkey Kong, and Pauline. All very fucking Nintendo characters, to be sure. Okay. Now we start to get to what I call the judgment tiers, which are, there's a little bit of a negative stank associated with these particular tiers from here on down. The next tier we have is the make sweet love tier.
Negative stank where on this one?
What do you mean?
That the judgment doesn't kick in until the next tier, in my opinion.
I don't know. There's a little, you have to admit, there's a little bit of a negative, little bit of a negative connotation with make sweet love, right?
I don't think there is.
If you were with someone and they said, let's make love, you wouldn't judge them a little bit?
Well, no, I would have, of course, judged that. But if we're talking about,
well,
like the character of the lovemaking versus fucking, I mean,
okay, fine.
As you said before, we're not playing fuck, marry, kill. So it's not necessarily a judgment call that there's a difference between characters who fuck and characters who I would describe as making sweet love, because saying fuck for them feels wrong.
Okay, so no judgment yet. But nevertheless, in the make sweet love tier, we've got Luigi, Peach, and Toad. Great. There's a wholesomeness to these characters.
Yes.
Now, in I think the real innovation of this list, which is something I think we did a great job of, the next tier is makes love but is bad at it. So these are wholesome characters who maybe don't have quite a sense of their own limitations.
I think it's less wholesomeness and more earnest. They are very earnest with how much they want it. I think wholesome has a different connotation, at least in my mind.
Okay, yep, fair enough.
And we already have some pretty wholesome characters in the fucks category.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, we do. We're looking at you, Birdo. in the makes love but is bad at it tier, we have Mario, Rosalina, a piranha plant, and Link, which...
It's not for lack of trying. It's perhaps maybe they want it too bad.
Yeah. Link has that, girl, let me cook you some dubious food energy.
Was that off the dome?
Yes.
Impeccable. Amazing.
Thank you. Now we have what you sort of called the incel tier originally, but I feel like it's not quite that. It's the does not, has not, and will never fuck tier. We've got Bowser, Dry Bones, Hammer Brother, and I don't know, somewhat shockingly, I think Zelda. But
I don't think she'd be interested. I don't know why with this.
Fair. No.
She just strikes me as above it. Doesn't mind it. There's a big difference between Zelda being in this tier and with Bowser being in this tier. Bowser
I agree.
Is very much interested, very much wants to. It's not going to happen for him.
Bowser is posting like horny comments on Reddit all the time. Right. Whereas Zelda
beautiful
doesn't
today,
even
queen.
Go on. Yeah.
Looking amazing, queen. So hot, queen.
The things I would do to you.
Please follow back.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Pics. stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you're Picks taking a shower mark, without me? Ha ha.
Yep. Yeah. Point the camera down is another good one, of course. Now, in our bottom tier, which really is the bottom tier, is the likes to watch tier. The first image here is a very suspicious looking Goomba, which, that's a horny little Goomba there. We've got Goomba, a Shy Guy, Koopa Troopa, Lakitu, and Toadette. I like this tier a lot. If I had to guess, I think the two that people are going to have the most issue with are Zelda and Toadette, but I don't know.
You're saying that because you have issues with them. For me, I will say that those two feel like the most natural placements on this list for me, aside from some of the like hard fucks. I'm not sure why. I just, you know, it's a vibe.
Yeah. Fair enough. And that, my friends, is the ultimate which Nintendo characters fuck tier list. Now, can I download this list?
Yes, you can. It's at the bottom.
Save or download. There we go. Great. myimage.png. Look at this.
Amazing.
Wow. This is, I'm going to text this to you right away.
Super Who Smashes Brothers. I think it worked.
Yeah. I do think we can move on to segments.
Great.
Now, are you prepared for segments this week, Clayton?
As always, yes. Are you?
As they say, I came to play.
All right.
The theme songs to the segments, which I do every week, famously. Mm-hmm. Our first segment on the show is our pop culture recommendation segment. This is where you get to talk about something you've been enjoying recently. A book, a movie, a video game, a what have you. The world is, as I said previously on this episode, your Erster. And this segment is called What's Poppin', and the theme song goes here.
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? Fan fucking tastic. Layton, what's poppin'?
What's poppin' for me is, I feel like this is such a bookshelf staple that I have seen around forever, but have not read until now, which is Live from New York by James Andrew Miller and Tom Shales, which is the oral history of Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
It has been extensively updated through several, you know, eras. And I read the whole thing and it was such a treat because it's all just, it's straight up just interviews with everybody involved. And it's a lot of contentious, conflicting accounts. And it was just fascinating. SNL is such a mythical, strange thing. And it's very interesting to see all of these people talking about the effect that it had on their lives and relationships and everything. If you like drama, that is the book for you. It's just nonstop fucking drama. And then like with a bit of a big tonal shift with like the Andy Samberg era cast where they're all like, yeah, we're all well aware of how this was in the past, but it's like super chill now and we're all nice to each other. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting. So along with the, there must be a new episode of the Seth Meyers and Lonely Island podcast.
Oh, my.
Fuck, yes, there is. Oh, I'm so excited. That's what's popping for me, live from New York.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I mentioned this previously on the show maybe a month or so ago. I have been enjoying the podcast Wasn't That Special, where they go through every year of SNL.
Oh, yeah.
From the beginning. And I'm currently up to like year 15. I think I literally just started it. They're up to year, I don't know, close to 25, I think, at this point.
Wow.
And it is fascinating. I mean, they go through, they play interviews with the people. It's sort of academically minded a little bit. But it is, as you say, it's an institution. It's, you know, legendary performers. Very interesting to go back and watch an entire season. Because, you know, you remember the highs and maybe some of the lows, but to have these guys go back, and I think these guys are older than I am slightly. They're probably in their 50s. And just talk about it and, you know, go through all that drama and all that stuff. Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah.
So I bet you would enjoy that too.
I feel like I probably would. There is I'm curious about the span where Lorne was off the show and it was Gene. I don't know
Gene
how to
Dermanian.
Say her last name. Dermanian. Okay, yeah.
Dumanian, I think. I don't know.
I've only ever seen it written, but yeah, it seems like those were some dark days.
Well, because there's Gene Dumanian, and then there's also Dick Ebersol after her, right? Mm-hmm. And then they bring, and that period lasts 3 years?
I think it's
like
5 years of Lorne not being there.
Okay, yeah. And then they woo him back. It's amazing. And in that period is where you get, you know, people like Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Christopher Guest and Martin Short and Billy Crystal and all these guys. Like
Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer, who is on the show, leaves for a while, and then comes back.
Yeah.
I think.
I think there are a lot of stories about people being assholes, but I think he only comes in second to like Chevy Chase in terms of being impossible to work with. Nobody has anything that nice to say.
That is how it sounds.
Yeah. I did love the bits where they're talking about Phil Hartman in Live from New York. That was a real joy.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
I mean, what a, I think
rest in
all
peace
the time about Yeah. Well, what a legend.
Yeah, he's just incredible.
Absolutely the best.
Great. So that's what's popping for me live from New York. Brian, what's popping?
So what's popping for me is this past week, I went to see Joe Jackson, the pianist and rock star.
I thought you went to go see two people filming him the entire time in the row in front of you.
Well, if you listen to this week's mini, you'll hear all about it. But since then, I've been revisiting, really listening for the first time to some of his albums. And what's popping for me this week is his 1982 album, Night and Day, which has probably his most popular song, Steppin' Out, and a couple other classics as well, I think 10 or so tracks. And it's a fascinating album, a really weird sonic choice, which is that it is like acoustic piano, a lot of it, with what sounds just like a straight up 808 drum machine behind it for a bunch of the songs. A lot of synth bass. Like it's very interesting from a production standpoint. I'm not sure the production totally works for me, but the songwriting is great. And it's worth listening to. He's a very, very interesting performer and songwriter. And I think it's worth listening. I think if you haven't really sat down and listened to Joe Jackson stuff, this is a good one to start with. And I'm curious what you would think about this drum machine, because to me, it's kind of like oppressive, but
interesting.
And fucks with the vibe of some of the songs. But it is definitely a choice.
Because I do love a dinky, out-of-place drum machine.
So do I. If I listen to it again, maybe I would love it. But
interesting.
I love the songs and less so the drum machine. But the album is a stone-cold classic 80s pop album and worth listening to for sure.
Amazing.
So that's what's popping for me.
Hooray. Well, that's what's popping for both of us. Now it's time for our final segment, which is three parts gratitude exercise, one part petty grousing. The name of the segment is Peaches and Lemons, and the theme song goes right here.
Peaches and Lemons. Peaches and Lemons.
Excellent. That was the theme song for Peaches and Lemons. Maybe. What did you think of it?
Cool. Oh, do you want me to do her voice? I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, wait. Can you do it?
I'm so stupid.
That's exactly what she sounds like. All right. We'll each start with a lemon. There's only two of us, so I don't know why I said each. I'll go first, as is traditional, because I'm always ready to bitch and moan. Today is July 2nd, and so we are in one of the worst weeks of the year to live in Los Angeles and to attempt to get a good night's sleep, especially when you have a dog who's frightened by loud noises, and also when you have PTSD that is affected by said loud noises. Good God, the fireworks. It's not even the 4th. It's been this whole past week, and it's going to go into next week, and I just hate it.
I don't get it. I hate it so much. It's just rude. Like, it's... I don't want to, you know, yuck anybody's cums, but it just seems like, why are we doing this?
I'd very much like to yuck the yum. When I had one that went off level with my balcony last night, to throttle the people right in front of my apartment doing it. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? It was literally 1 a.m. And they had they had a couple of little ones, and then they had a big one, and somebody yelled at them from down the street, like, that was awesome. Do you have more? And they were like, that was the last one. And then I audibly went, thank God.
Terrible.
It was great. I loved it.
Yeah. I hate the fireworks. It's, I have a kid. Don't wake up my kid. Like, it's just, why are we doing it? Ugh, no, not okay.
And I think I'm in a prime location to see a bunch of them, and I don't care. Every year I don't care because it's such a nuisance. If it was just on July 4th, then like maybe fine, but we've been pre-gaming this for like 2 fucking weeks. What are we doing?
And it goes on for another month too, even in my chill suburban neighborhood at the top of Mulholland Drive, overlooking all of Los Angeles with my infinity pool. We still get them here.
Sorry, she has a stupid fucking It's okay. Everything's fine, maybe. This is why you should get on the Patreon, so you can see my dumb dog and her dumb little tongue and her arms that just...
Well, this is a good week for Patreon, because you can see our tier list right there, and us build it. It's good.
Yeah. And we played Bookworm the other week, which I reiterate that I very much want to do Marathon Bookworm and see how long we can go for.
Same.
Anyway, time for peaches, which are things that are nice.
No, time for my lemon.
Oh, fuck.
Absolutely not. You can't erase me.
You commiserated so hard on the fireworks thing that I forgot. I'm sorry.
I have my own lemon.
Put me in a woman's corner.
I would never. I have my own lemon. I'm my own person. And I have my own thoughts and feeling. So I'm going to describe my single feeling right now, which is, so this past week, now this doesn't start out as a lemon. I had a lovely lunch with the amazing Tom Lum, who was in town for VidCon. And he reached out, said he was around, and we met up, and he's the best. So it was great to see Tom. Our first time meeting in person.
Oh, wow. And
I, you know, he's visiting from the East Coast, and I said, you know, he's like, where should we meet? And I gave him a bunch of options. And one of the options was Chili John's, a place in Burbank, which has been open since the mid-40s and serves chili and is like an LA institution. Been around forever. They film shit there all the time. It's like old school chili counter, lunch counter looking place. Really awesome vibes.
You suggested going to a chili place in the summer?
Well, yes. And here's why that was especially stupid. And here's my lemon. No air conditioning. Door closed. Chili restaurant. No air conditioner. And, okay, several things about this place. First of all, it's chilly. It's real greasy, but I knew what I was getting into. I've been there before. If it was air conditioned, that's fine. I don't care. Like, it's great. Why would you think this place wouldn't be air conditioned? It's a restaurant in LA. Nope. Not even so much as a fucking fan. Door closed. And I go in there. I was there before him. And it's me, another guy, I would guess my age or slightly older, and a younger guy who is sitting across from me at the counter. It's like a horseshoe-shaped counter. And he's wearing a shirt that says, denial is a drug Democrats can't ruin. Which I was like, what? And then he explains he's from West Virginia. I was like, okay, so that's he's probably a Trump guy, and he's proudly wearing his right-wing shirt around LA, hoping for someone to say something, which, of course, I'm not going to say. Why would I engage with this guy? And he's talking about being in Orange County. I was like, all right, this dude's a right-winger, fine. He's parading around LA in his fucking shirt and decided to come. He said specifically he came to Chili John's because Guy Fieri told him to. And
okay, I like this guy now.
So we enjoyed some chili at Chili John's, which is good, but not in 90 degree heat with no air conditioning. And it was lovely to see Tom, but Jesus fucking Christ, put in a mini split. How expensive can it be? Like, it's, you know, I understand it. The restaurants from the 40s, there's no AC, but put in some fucking air conditioning, Chili John's. Not that hard. How is it even legal? It shouldn't be legal. Anyway.
Brian, I think this one is on you for voluntarily suggesting a chili place in the middle of summer.
To be fair, I gave Tom a list of a bunch of restaurants, and I said, which one of these sounds good to you? So I floated the idea, but if we're going to blame someone, we can blame Tom Lum, who picked that one out of the ones I gave him. So that's my lemon. Put in some fucking air conditioning, Chili John's. Insane not to have it.
Yeah, they do have chili in the name. It's pretty messed up.
Yep. Cool.
Great.
There were only two Chili John's. And they're related. It's the original one and this one, who's run by the guy's son. The original one, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Los Angeles in Burbank. Why? The guy's son like moved to Burbank or something. I don't know. It's so weird.
I mean,
it's
the chili better be amazing.
It's decent chili. I had the beef chili, which was way too greasy, and it was fucking spicy. Like, I can handle hot, but it was like a little too spicy, and the wait staff also completely disappeared and left us without anything to drink for quite a while. So, yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah.
But it,
That's special.
It's worth going to. It's an institution. Anyway, that's my lemon. Get some air conditioning.
I love going to places that sound like they have -5 amenities in summer for a seasonally inappropriate food filled with people I don't actually, that I would very much like to eavesdrop on.
Yeah, there were. Oh, well, that was, sorry, that's the other thing. Speaking of eavesdropping, is the West Virginia guy was complaining about today's youth. By the way, he also said he's 28, so I don't know what he's complaining about.
Oh, was imagining a lot older.
No, no, he said he was 28. He looked like he was at least 40, but he said he was 28. And he was like, yeah, you know, the problem with today's, and this is, so Tom and I are sitting there together chatting, and he's like, all the fucking kids today, all they want to be is goddamn YouTube influencers. And we were like, should we say anything?
Bro's in town for VidCon. Wait, who is he talking to? Just
the older guy, the other guy that was closer to my age across from him.
Were they, did they come there together?
No, they were just two white men sitting in a Chili John's talking
sharing
to each other.
Grievances in, you know, 95 degrees,
yeah,
no AC.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever had like amazing chili. I'm not even sure if I've had chili that's ever gone beyond like it's fine.
Yeah, I guess I've had pretty good chili. I like chili, generally speaking. The other thing that was great that happened there is a middle-aged woman walked in while we were eating and absolutely housed a chili dog. I mean, like, destroyed this thing.
She knew what she wanted.
She'd be on that makes you work for it tier of our of our list. Like, yeah, she knew what she wanted.
Now we're sexualizing the chili consumption of a random woman who walked into Chili John's.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
All right. Well, that's lemons. Now it's time for our peaches, of which we each get three. Would you like to go
indeed
first? Because I so rudely silenced you in regards to your lemon.
Yes. Allow me to look up my peaches. All right. Peach one. Audrey had a piano recital this weekend and she crushed it. And I'm proud of my kid. That's peach one. Like it's, they got, yeah, I talked about this on the minisode, but they got little tour laminates and a little certificate. And it was very, very, very cute. Peach two is I've been playing the Elden Ring DLC, which this is the one that Hav Hogan is bad at. And I've been playing it and really enjoying it. It's fun to have new Elden Ring stuff. I've also have been replaying through Elden Ring. That game is so great. It's so frustrating. The recovery, your character moves so fucking slow. The recovery time is like insane after you get knocked down. But I don't know. I love it. It's great. So I've been enjoying the Elden Ring DLC, and every time I do something, I'm like, this is so much better than Hav Hogan could do at it, because I'm using this thing, this function in the game where you can attack people, which I don't think he knows. I've been trying to inform him of it, that if you press R1, you can like hit people with your sword or your spells. So I keep texting him and making sure he's aware of that functionality.
Right. How many texts would you say you're sending a day to him with your gaming advice?
I don't think I can count that high.
Okay.
But it's enough. I mean, I think he's so appreciative. Sometimes people go into what I refer to as a gratefulness coma, where they're so grateful for my text, they just stop responding to it because like the generosity of me giving them advice kind of overwhelms. So they get all like, oh my God, Brian's the best kind of thing. And then they right. just shut down. Yeah.
It's actually where the name for the band, The Grateful Dead, came from.
Yeah, because I kept texting them in 1962. Yeah, that's right. Because originally they were like, oh, this is from a grateful dad. But because Jerry was so high, he mistyped it. And one thing led to another. And there we are. My final peach is I'm excited to go to some family weddings in a couple of weeks out on the East Coast. Two of my cousins, younger cousins, who are the next generation down from me and are in their, you know, marriage-ish age, 20s and 30s, are getting married, and they're about a week apart, and I go to two family weddings and get to hang out with my sister and see friends in LA and play a show in New York as Trey and all that stuff. So it's going to be great, and I'm excited to go. And those are my peaches.
Amazing. You love to
see it. To quote Jack Black, peaches, 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 peaches.
It's probably a good thing I didn't see that movie in terms of having bearing on our discussion today.
Yeah, that's, I consider that a different thing. Yes, please. Layton, what are your peaches?
My peaches. First of all, the it's very hot, which sucks. But the turnaround on that, as somebody who's really into fragrances, is there a certain, you know, there's a reason that people describe scents as like fall or winter or like a spring summer thing, because there are some mm-hmm. that don't perform until it's hot as fuck. Mugler Alien Goddess. I've spent
Mugler.
Yeah, Terry Mugler. I don't know. I'm probably not saying it right, but this is a perfume
I
that
think it's Mugler.
It would be nice if it was Mugler. But this is it's like a vanilla coconutty one. I got this for my trip to the Bahamas, and then I didn't touch it after that. And I gave it a shot with the hot weather, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's my sweat or the heat or whatever, but I fucking love it right now. There's something about the heat that just like really takes it up a notch. So cool. Fragrances continues to be interesting and fun, and I smell like a nice vanilla coconut right now.
A sweaty coconut,
that's me. My second peach is that I bought a big bag of Dum Dums on a whim, and I've been enjoying my Dum Dums very much. As a kid, root beer was my favorite, and now I'm the cotton candy is it. I don't know what it is, but that's my favorite one as an adult. Blue raspberry, close second. Mm-hmm. And then my third peach, this is another show and tell thing, so if you're not on the Patreon, reconsider your life choices. I bought a wireless Korn, which is a thing that I've been wanting forever.
Look at that. There
because
it is.
I've built many Korns, but wireless is like a little
That's
too
a
much
keyboard
for
those people who don't know.
Yes, it is a 30-40% split keyboard. And look at these cute, they're like hospital themed keycaps, but it's wireless, so I can use it with my iPad, and it's really quiet. You can't hear it.
Oh yeah, that's not very clicky.
So I can take it to a cafe and be obnoxious, right, but not aurally. So yeah,
great.
Very, very exciting. I got up to 150 words per minute on this thing.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ, that's pretty fucking fast.
Yes it is. That's the highest I've ever gotten, and it was on a like very short test. But Korns, you're not moving your
you can accurately type 150.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's good.
That's the highest I've ever gone. Normally, like, if I am cruising and not, like, trying to flex, I'm around, like, 110, 115.
Oh, interesting.
So, that's fun.
What am I? Hold on. Can I do this? What, 1 minute test? That seems like a lot.
You can do 30 seconds. There's a website that I like using called Monkey Type that I can drop
Monkey
a link
type.
To.
Monkey Type. I can find it. There it is. Okay, time. 30 second. Okay. And I just start typing?
Yeah, and it'll start.
104.
Nice.
Not bad. Yeah, 90% accuracy. Not great, but...
Very good.
Okay, great. Well, thank God we covered that.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better now.
Important to know.
All right. Well, that was certainly one for the books. An amazing... podcast that hopefully my audio didn't get completely fucked for, mm-hmm. but I believe
someone
in
was getting fucked.
Miracles. Oh yeah, that's right. Who? You know what? This is a good question. When we say the Nintendo characters fuck, whom are they? Whomst are they fucking? Each other?
I'll leave that one up for ye old archive of our own.com.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. And might I make a suggestion for anyone writing this fan fiction? I volunteer as tribute to fuck any Nintendo character you wish in fan fiction. So,
okay, final closing thing.
Go wild. Yeah.
You got to pick one from the list.
Oh, okay. Hold on. We each have to pick one.
Yes.
How about
no,
that?
No. I agree.
Well, let's see. Now, the question is, do we want to go with someone who I feel like I could learn from or someone who I would want to teach?
Also, wait, where did you send this? I thought you texted it to me.
I hope I texted it to you.
Because now I can't find it.
Oh, whoops, I texted it to Rachel.
Incredible. incredibly funny. With no context.
You know what? I'm not going to clarify. That's very funny. Thank God that was only Rachel. Shit, believe me, I've texted her worst. She'll love it.
Please send it to me because I still don't have it.
Well, while you're waiting, I'm going to go here.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Who am I going to fuck? Now, I want to be clear. What I'm not saying by who am I going to fuck here is I'm just basing this on the tier list. And I think now there are a lot of good choices here. There's really no wrong answers. Now, this is definitely not the one I think most people would pick here, but that piranha plant is looking pretty good. And I do feel like being in the makes love but is bad at it tier, that piranha plant could learn a thing or two from me. So I'm going to pick the piranha plant, mostly because I feel like there's a lot of wasted potential there that I could really help out with.
I like that.
Yeah. Also, those fangs, like, you just know how those fangs would feel, right?
Right. Yeah. I think, I honestly, like, looking at these groups, I think I would be in the likes to watch category, and it's just me and the Goomba and Shy Guy and Toadette, and we're, like, eating chips in the corner, watching everyone else fuck. Because, I mean, with a with a stacked list like this.
That is not the question that was asked, by the way.
You said with the tier list.
No, originally I said, which one would you fuck given this tier list? And instead, what you did is place yourself on the tier list, which is a different question.
All right, fine. Wario.
Great. Good answer. Yes, great.
Be fulfilling.
That's the obvious. See, that's the obvious right answer that I would have picked if I was just going to be another basic Nintendo fucker. But I decided to spice things up a
little. I'm up for a challenge, all right?
Well, you'd like working for it with Wario.
I guess that would be true for anybody in that tier.
I have a good way to end this episode.
Oh?
I'm a Wario. I'm a gonna come.
Oh, goodbye.
Bye. Late Night is produced by Brian Wecht and Leighton Gray. Sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/LeightonNight. Follow us on Twitter at Leighton Night, on Instagram at Leighton_Night, or email us at LeightonNight@gmail.com.